Western ski towns, including Park City, are backing a proposal to reform the royalty system for coal mined from federal lands. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Climate change is dragging down the economies of Western ski towns, according to a coalition called the Mountain Pact. The group says Park City will lose $120 million in output, more than 1,000 jobs, and more than $20 million in paychecks because of the shrinking snowpack and less tourism. Park City has joined 10 other mountain towns that want reforms to federal coal leasing programs to combat the problem. Diana Madsen is the Mountain Pact's executive director.
Our key message is that in the face of climate change, mountain communities are paying more while coal companies are able to exploit loopholes and pay significantly less. And so mountain towns around the West are calling on the Department of Interior to close these loopholes.
The reforms could mean more royalty revenue that would be split between energy communities and federal conservation projects.
It's a pretty significant impact in that if this policy goes through, it would generate about $1 billion a year.
Utah just ended its warmest and driest winter ever, and skier visits nationwide declined 5%, according to the National Ski Area Association. The State Office of Energy Development didn't have anyone available to comment on the proposed royalty change. Meanwhile, Utah's coal output last year was the lowest in three decades. Judy Faze, KUER News.